was the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this house did live. As I looked all about, a strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stocking by the fire, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of a far distant land. With medal and badges, awards of all kind, a sobering thought soon came to my mind. For this house was different, unlike any I'd seen. This was the home of a U.S. Marine. I'd heard stories about them. I had to see more. So I walked down the hall and pushed open the door. And there he lay, sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in his one-bedroom home. He seemed so gentle, his face so serene. Not how I pictured a U.S. Marine. Was this the hero of whom I just read? Curled up in his poncho, a floor for his bed. His head was clean shaven, his weather faced tan. I soon understood this was more than a man. For I realized the families that I saw that night owe their lives to these men who were willing to fight. Soon around the nation, the children would play and grown-ups would celebrate on a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year, all because of Marines like this one lying here on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. Just the very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and I started to cry. He must have awoken, for I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This is my life, my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. With that, he rolled over, drifted off into sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I watched him for hours, so silent and still. I noticed he shivered from the cold night's chill. So I took off my jacket, the one made of red, and covered this Marine from his toes to his head. Then I put on his t-shirt of scarlet and gold, with an eagle, globe, and an anchor emblazoned so bold. And although it barely fit me, I began to swell with pride, and for one shining moment, I was Marine Corps deep inside. I did not want to leave him so quiet in the night, this guardian of honor so willing to fight. But half asleep, he rolled over and in a voice clean and pure said, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All secure." One look at my watch and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend. Semper Fi and good night.